Feds release timeline leading to death of Guatemalan boy. By Bob Price on December 26, 2018. After the death of a second minor in CBP custody in 1 month, U.S. officials released a timeline leading up to the tragic death of an 8-year-old Guatemalan migrant in New Mexico. "This is a tragic loss," U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAleenan said in a written statement. "On behalf of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, our deepest sympathies go out to the family." The young boy became ill about 6 days after he and his father illegally crossed the border into New Mexico on December 18, officials reported. He began showing flu-like symptoms on December 24 and died later that evening after twice being seen by doctors at a local hospital in Alamogordo, New Mexico. U.S. Representative Joaquin Castro identified the 8-year-old Guatemalan boy as Felipe Alonso Gomez, CNN reported. The agency responsible for temporarily caring for migrants who illegally cross the border released the following timeline. On December 18, at approximately 1,300 hours, an 8-year-old child was apprehended with his father at 3.29 miles west of the Paso del Norte port of entry in El Paso, Texas for illegal entry. Driving distance from that apprehension location to Paso del Norte port, PDT, is less than 15 minutes, however, groups may be detained in the field until transportation becomes available. On December 18, at approximately 1,639 hours, the father and child were transferred to the PDT Processing Center. While detained at PDT, the child and his father were provided hot food, snacks, juice, and water, and the agents logged 6 welfare checks. On December 20, at 1,200 hours, the child and his father were transferred to El Paso Border Patrol Station, EPS. Oh, from December 20 to December 22, the child and his father were provided with showers, food, juice, and water, and the agents logged 17 welfare checks. On December 22, at approximately 2,317 hours, U.S. Border Patrol transferred the child and father to the Alamogordo Border Patrol Station, ALA, to finalize processing. The child and his father were transferred because of capacity levels at the El Paso station. On December 23, at approximately 0108 hours, the child and his father arrived at the Alamogordo station. Upon arrival, the child and his father were provided with personal hygiene products and meals, and they received several welfare checks. On December 24, at about 0539 hours, a placement request for the child and his father was emailed to Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Enforcement and Removal Operations Family Placement inbox. On December 24, at about 1,130 hours, hospital staff conducted several tests on the child for strep throat. On December 24, at about 1,245 hours, the child was given a diagnosis of common cold and given Tylenol. On December 24, at about 1,320 hours, the child was evaluated for release and found to have a 103-degree fever and was held for continued observation. On December 24, at about 1,450 hours, the child was released from the ER with a prescription for amoxicillin and ibuprofen. The child and his father were transported to temporary holding at the Highway 70 checkpoint. While at the checkpoint, the child and his father were offered and accepted a hot meal. At about 1,700, agents provided the child with a dose of the prescribed medication as ordered by the medical staff, and agents conducted several welfare checks that evening. On December 24 at 1,900 hours, the child appeared to be nauseous and vomited. Agents were aware of this and helped clean up the vomit. His father declined further medical assistance as the child had been feeling better. On December 24, at about 2,200 hours, the child appeared lethargic and nauseous again. As no EMT was on duty, out of caution, agents made the decision to return the child and his father to GCRMC. On December 24, during transportation to the hospital, the boy began to vomit and he lost consciousness. At 2,307 hours, radio traffic indicated that the agent had arrived at GCRMC, where he was met by hospital staff. The GCRMC staff were unable to revive the child and pronounced him deceased at 2,348 hours on December 24, 2018. The child's body will be transported to Alamogordo Funeral Home pending transfer to Albuquerque for autopsy. The Guatemalan consulate was contacted at 0740 hours on December 25, 2018. The father is currently detained at the Alamogordo station pending transfer to ICERO. He has spoken to his spouse in Guatemala and the Guatemalan consulate. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.